Gedolim are quoted in the various. Unfortunately, I don't have my page numbers in front of me. I don't know how to find all these things. We'll figure it out. Just pick a page. Go from there. I know the Perek number. One point. No. Right past this. I believe is what we're told him. Okay, so I think if I'm not mistaken, this is the part we were discussing last time. A number of things we saw. Oh. I want to show this is a little bit of a chazara from Thursday. We'll see soon that not everyone agrees to things which are actually written here. Let's start with this. Open the Mishnah Berurah first, because we always like to start the Torah Shabbat Sav, not Torah Shabbat screen. Mishnah Berurah is in Siddur Shin Lamed Ches, Sivkot and Tesvav. Okay, Shin Lamed Ches in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tesvav. See over here, Rabbi Osai. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Zugav Mekashkesh L'Shos, a clock. Also, they're the Shkolos. Those old grandfather clocks that sort of weights at the bottom, that goes with swing at the bottom. Muto L'Orcho L'Achim Bel Yom, Yishyelev Mekashkesh Kol HaShabbos. You can wind it up before Shabbos. Pshita. No, it's making noise. The noise issue, not for now. Shemilsa, not going into that right now. Not Arinyan. So the Mishnah Berurah Yudal gives you the very big summary. I guess you'd give him. But Saloma Morishos HaShakoran Zeger. What's a Zeger? Zeger is in Yiddish. What is in the bottom? It says Shonim. Clocks, right? If you look at my version, it's about a Hebrew translation. Also, that Shmiya Kolo Diyar Shos. Ding, you know, these old clocks. Every hour, bing, it's 1 o'clock, bing, bing, it's 2 o'clock. That's a certain places of worship, which we're not going to mention right now, still exist those kind of hourly reminders. Okay? Good. Mutal Arachas in Shabura, Hanidul Hashina, Shishmu, Kol Yachshadu, Shericha, Bishabis, that Kol Yodim, Shadakal, Haricha, Miasma. Fine. I'm Shemil Sasu. Tezvav. Chimba, Bishabis, Lomi Boy, the Mamma Deos, Lachina, Shielet. If the watch stopped, you may not wind it. But feel the rack, Beni, Nu, Akuta, Barza, Shemistan, Yes, with the Isu Torah, the Kama Poskin, Tabi Bechlau Tikun Mono. Imagine he's the rice to wind the watch. Feel about the whole age, the watch is going. Osu Gamke Limsho Chamishkolos. He can't pull those heavy weights which run the grandfather clocks. Open Tashin Ur. What's that? Sha'om Kiss, a pocket watch. Right? Chut Hamoshecha Galgalin. That's the, who remembers winding watches? Do you ever wind a watch in your life? You did? Yeah, really, you did?
My father.
Your father, okay. These days, who winds a watch? It's on batteries, huh? But I remember growing up, and I winded a watch, and I had automatic watches, which you put on your wrist, and I would wind, we'll get to that also, soon. Winding watch was a big deal. It was part of growing up when I was, every morning you wind your watch. Stop, All right? Shall Yitzchak Yiluchah shouldn't stop in the middle. If lo letzorach chol atzorach lekach, yesh lahatel aricho ba'od aholech in bekoshi limtzor ni yudu lezeh. Do it to a goy. Can't find a goy. You do it yourself for a tzorach chol. To a goy, then even if it stopped, it's permissible. Why? I call someone a daraisa. You can't do a daraisa. Oh, but for a goy, you do it even a daraisa for chol ha'shein lo sakom. Fine? This is important yourself. The Da'od also Noreh Shal Shekoran Tashin or Pakovaches. Sherova Lefomim Sheomes Nisim Eilucho. Who Menana Bemikzas Cholim. You shake it around and it starts going. So Rabbi Lizar Shal Nana B'Shabbos. Don't shake it. Shake it. It's like winding it up. Interesting. I'm not sure what kind of watch they had in the old days. This is a summary of the poskim here in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sifkot Test of.
That's if it's going also an automatic winding.
He doesn't say that. He said Nisim Mehiluchol. He did not say you can't shake a watch which is going. That part of here probably didn't go. But we'll get to that a little later on, especially if it's on your wrist. You're not really shaking. You're just walking around like a normal Jew. This happens to. We'll come to that a little bit later. They didn't have those things in time to Mishnah Berurah. That's clear. Okay, fine. Now, the Shaar Tzion Yudches, Chayodah Mestabek, the Shema Ha'peis, Shehu Holech, Yesh Kan Gam Kein Yisur Torah, Omeimel Oth B'Shechol Yem HaSakon. He's maybe, even Yisur Doraisa while it's still going. Kom Gam En La'achma Kol Kach, the Shari Shuvah said, while it's going, we're not afraid of an Easter Doraisa. So, Goy, you test? Shari Tzion? Fimbalacha Doraisa, Mutlai, and Yehud, the Torahol Shem Masakana, Shinchav Chesif Yitzayim. But the Dvar Mitzvah is not so simple. Not so simple. Ad Kanra Bosai, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shari Tzion, about watches. We ran out of time to discuss this on Thursday. I wanted to begin with this. It all starts on both sides. Where the various rayas, the kula, the chumra, where does it come from? So it's based on a Rashi Masechta Erevin that we spoke about a little bit on Thursday. The Rashi is an Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel. Talks about Korech Nima Agabe Kinar. You have a harp, and you're winding a string around that harp to be able to play the harp. That is a question. It's a makabe patish. If that the string broke, you are then around. That's a serious question. So before we go any further, I want to show you a few more things over here in this sefer, only because we're going to see later today that those who disagree with the sefer, and in order to show you the disagreement, I wanted to share the original here, and then we'll see the disagreements a little bit later today. So we're going to go back a little bit over here to show you two things. We spoke about both of them on Thursday. Just do a little bit of a chazara, you know, before bringing on the opposition. It's only fair to see the original. Okay, so let's go back a few pages over here. Try this. Local route first, and then we'll go to express. Mutar laharkiv mizrak chad pa'ami. Ve'ein mizeh iser. This is a syringe, right? You put the syringe into a needle, right? To give an injection. Shum shaharkava hi refuya. We couldn't understand this on Thursday. That's refuya. It's very tight, I thought. Cover we shona shall kli. We come back memches. It's also even refuya makabe patish. Here it doesn't apply. Why? Look in the haara. What is this? Look in the Yeah. So we look in the haara on Thursday. Watch this. Shlomo Zalman. Ein regil mahakav es mizrak hazeh l'samach l'shimush. Afterwards you throw it to the garbage. It's not considered to be a yitzira choshev shel kli. Shimush chad pami. It's not called pini makabe patish. That's what he says. That's what he says. Then he watches his files. Gamiag, this is important. Gamiag grish al yashiv shlita shamanu. Lahokil, prakovas mizrak chad parmi. And Yashiv explained, hatam ishum, ta mizrak osu the kach. And ishe kach derach yitzur shal mizrak azeh. Lachina b'shnei chalakim nifradim, rak b'shat hatshibash b'har kivam. Lachain bin kvar me'es yitzur beza chalakim nigmur asiyas al mizrak. Vein roa es amata shabo kol chelik obim fneatzvo kikilkul hukachos ha-shlama shal ha-mizrach. Harkov ein ha-nechshev es tikkun kli, v'akishtam shes bi-alma. Adkan, this is what Rav Yoshev is saying. This is what he says. Then he says, v'zvanenu, This is going beyond the time of conversation with Rabbi Yosef, so I must have been really, really recent when he wrote this 10 years ago. The Farag es amachad min ha-mizrach achar shimush bo. Rabbi will say, anyone have an hatzol or something, or first aid? After you give an injection, you take it apart. I said, you throw it straight out still. But he says, if you take it apart, is it better or worse? Look what he says. Hayamakal lo b'tzad no saf lakel. It's better. Why? They said, in Harakuv Beis, Harkova Rishona, it's only Shinisheres Kach B'Kvius, not when it's Omedes Lihisparek. Omedes Lihisparek. I earlier referred to a case, Klishot Prokom, Asher Derech L'Arkiva, L'Proko, L'Achzal Shuv L'Arkiva, and therefore that Harkova Rishona is no different than Harkova Shniyah, because it's always going back and forth, back and forth. Here, you tell it, you take it apart, you're just going to, what are you going to do? You want to throw away the machat, the needle, into the garbage. And what about the original piece? They keep, no? The case he's describing, you take is it a syringe or something like that, or some kind of a thing like that? And you, hatzna'ata machat is the needle, you always needle twice, right? No, that's crazy. Even the druggies are supposed to, oh, excuse me, that's what you needle twice, so they get AIDS. But sharing needles. See, so the needles are right, everyone throws needles into the garbage, right? Some sort of hold thing into the garbage. Others hold on to the syringe, and then separate, put the needle into the garbage, and the syringe will be, I guess, reused, rinsed out. I'm assuming it's the same shot, right? And therefore, it's not so much the same as klishol prokin, right? Because, all right? Nonetheless, you can be matter the mizrak, shen the mizrak batzmuso klishol prokin. If they would use it again, they would put it right back again. But studious hygiene, they throw it to the garbage. But I'm assuming that he means a case where the original top part is reused. Am I correct? Did I read it correctly? Otherwise, why bother taking it apart? If the holes are going to the garbage, why have to go, what's it, a recycle problem with the greens? Why was it taking it apart? They're not going to reuse at least one of the two parts. It's the whole thing is going to the garbage. I assume that's what he means. Keep it in mind. Now remember, he wants to say this is more lenient, Rabbi Osai, more lenient, because my nenu, in the case of Rabbi Yosha was making, would have threw the whole thing out. Keep this in mind. Now, this is page 313. Let's go back. It's okay, we go over here. Let's go back to 302. Testament. Oh, exactly. That's where we just came from. Memches. Right? Okay. Lohutra kavas kli beofen rofi ala kli ha'kfar yamukov in a spark v'achzir b'shabt amakli lohuka me'olo v'ol ha'kivu b'shabt par v'shona it's a melocha d'araisa of makne b'patish. That's what we just came from there. It was distinguishing between the various cases by the mukhe. Once we're here, in Nun, the reference to Nun as well. Remember we discussed about the issue of the lens that falls out. The lens that falls out. She says, there's a frame a little too big, and there's no screws. Then you can put it in loose. What's the pshat on the bottom? Keep this in mind. What's the reason? A makom lichzer shemayitka kevin rak uman yochol atakas el ofan amugda kitkia. And since he's not expecting that at Uman, we actually spoke about the case where the leg fell off the couch, if the leg broke, you're not going to get Uman to make a new leg. At Ramos is a chazara of the things we spoke about on Thursday for purposes of arguing based on other Torah, which we're going to see momentarily. Now we finish with Orchel Shabbos. We go to this next beautiful Sefer called Hilchel Shabbos for Shabbos. Now, you have a copy, you have yours with you? I left it all home also. I got to figure what page it's on. I know what paragraph it is. All right, let's see. I'll just give a guess over here. Pick a number. Let's see. What paragraph it is? Put it to a paragraph. Oh, man, now we're really in trouble. Doesn't tell what paragraph it is. I mean, I don't find it. got to catch the beginning of the parak. That's really hard. Sorry, I don't have my safer. I can't identify the pages properly. Is it? Another page. Oh, it's beginning of a pair. Okay, so we'll see what the pair gets up to. Second. Days. Yud Ches, oh, much earlier than that, much earlier. Okay. Let's try. Okay, go to the beginning. Apologize for this inefficiency on my part. The only original start with me. Zion. Oh, I really want it's Perek Tesvav, but towards the end, so we'll just go back to the same way, so local. The pages, and we'll see what we get to. Okay, two more pages. We're working our way back. Right, here we are. We'll discuss this thing very interesting over here. Watch this. Stender. You recall last week, everyone was Mata the Stender, right? We had that the Shema the Lady was Mata the Stender. Everyone was Mata to have the Stender go higher or lower. He saw the Rosh Shabbos, and he thought a fam was worse than the Stender. We don't know exactly, we were sure of what. But stender for sure is okay, right? Watch this. Kli shiduko nasa de boreg of a stender. Im a boreg nichnas b'chor. I'm about to say, who in this room owns a stender that goes higher or lower? Anyone owns the thing? The adjustment. Does it go in or just grabs on the outside?
Grabs on the outside.
All right, doesn't go all the way in.
No.
Yours? Goes in?
It depends on what you mean by in.
In. There's a hole. Is there a hole on the other side? They go adjust in various holes. Sometimes they go, there are holes, and a peg goes into a hole. That's one kind of stender. Others, no, it just sort of latches. It's the pressure on the outside. Yeah, but it doesn't really go into a hole. We'll see. If it goes into a hole, sometimes that's called tkiyah. And we know tkiyah has a series of shashali shadarais. Im ena borg lichas b'chor, ak mahatka b'chutz, and ena tkiyah l'kehidu. Pretty tight. What? How can it be a tkia? It doesn't go in at all. How in the world is that possible? We don't understand how that's possible. How? How? Let's take a look and see the footnote. In the discussion that both said we saw at Tazim Bagan Avram about they had certain cups which they would screw one side into another. Is that considered to be tokea or not? Okay, Magen Avraham is a stender. It's like Kol Shel Prakim, quote of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Zayin. Let's take a look at both sides. We always like to see things in Torah Shabbat. Open, please, the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Zayin. Take a look. Shin Yud Gimel, both sides, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Zayin. Shedin HaKos, Mishnah Berurah, Hu Adin HaStender, or Stender, Okay? Shebebeis HaKnesses, Shemunochem Olav Svarim, Emul Shel Prokim. So the standard is like what? The status of a Kos Shel Prokim. It's a Machloikis, of course, between the Torah and the Maram. We spoke about it last week. So the standard is the same way. Okay? Same way. You look at the Sharat Siyud, it's in cotton mem beis. He says over here, Kol Shel Chasud Vacharitzim Savim, which has a Shroif, Vukulam Asur. And he says the Maman Avram, Tokea Mamish, to be also called then maybe the Mesa Doraisa. That's what it says. Adkan, we see it in the Tzad. Now we go back to the screen. Tokea Mamish, fine. Taz, the Rabbonim, maybe. Okay, it's a question. Watch this now. If you look at the Mama Mordechai, who says it's only the Rabbonim, Lo Mari Klaba Borod Shalom, Helikoi Shroif, Lekelem Anifnosim Bavrogo Mispagam Bakalos. Gentlemen, you take something which you think having some of these traveling candlesticks. You see what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? This way, when you want to use them on Shabbos, you unscrew them and they come. Anyone know what I'm talking about? I can't even think besides candlesticks that they have these things these days. But that one thing goes screwed into another, and you screw it in, you put it into your purse, that's what you're. Yeah? When you come to a place for Shabbos, you unscrew it, and it turns in magic into a candle that we can put in a candle and light the candles for Shabbos. That's what I'm thinking of myself as an example, when one thing screws into another. Keep this in mind. Koso said, I've seen this too. I once saw a kind of a Kiddush cup with a stand and a receptacle, and it for traveling purposes, they would unscrew it, put it in this way, and they would take it apart, and the stand became a stand, and the cup went on top of it, so it should be a nice high cup. And they also screwed it. Ever see that? No one ever? Oh, this you have seen. Your mother doesn't like the candles, but you drink from the cup. You've seen the cups, you haven't seen the candles. The same idea.
Specifically screwing?
Like I'm just talking about screwing, yeah. And that's what the Rebbe says. The Havrog asked for the Shroif. Says the Mama Mordechai, what kind of Shem Yitka? Ain't Derek with Koabo? Vim Yitka lo Yovel, lo Yosef, lo Lishama, you break the whole cup, you break the whole candle, you break everything. Why? Because they can't. Mahudak is also going to accommodate Tkia. Tkia is going to ruin it. I'm not going to do the Tkia. It's going to ruin it. Oh. Watch this now. Inyan Bore Kain Shalonu. What does that mean? You have an actual screw. You go to a store and you go, give me 100 screws around here. You take a screw and you have a screwdriver. That's something different. That's how you're putting things apart. That's a screw. That's like a screw with a screwdriver. You would turn like this. Zemamish kia biyaseidus to basmeh v'chosko. Rachmashish lodin v'zeh. Shemesh ein aboreg osu l'chabim shiis achtu ela rak lahatim shlo yisnau. In the case of a shtender. So the Yorabba says in the Mabushi Yomtiv, for his tender, from the Rambam. That's okay, eight for eight. Achin is achin. Therefore, it's not asked him as a token, eight of tanim, for his tender, the other Agbiya, in that kind of a case. Okay? That's what he says. So, Tkiah is eight of the Hiduk, the Agbiya, and the Shim of Ketkiah. The Tkiah Machedis, the Machaberis, the Shigur doesn't quote it. The Kitz and Imritz, he's saying that Well, let's take a one of our case. You want to screw something once with a screwdriver. Shh. That would be the right to go to everybody. The whole machlokes between the Mogan Avram and maybe the Taz and the Mama Mordechai, you have two kelim which are screwed into one another. If you keep going tight, it's going to break it. But if you take something and put it with a screwdriver, no, you're not going to break it. The tighter the better. The tighter the better. Now, this leads to certain interesting conclusions. He says, the Me'iri says, Tkia behidul choshev tkia, because we don't have a farship. Rafil on Emma bidvarm shadakam lishamet ulahachas imashayn adam kopin alea. Avodaba shayn dakal lishamet shadam kopin bashmatasam. Af beruf gomor, usser. Benimsa Make Bepatish. We spoke about this on Thursday. Something which is roughly and meant to be roughly. It's always supposed to be roughly. And the chibur l'olam void could be used in the rice. Wow. You see, what's kia? In a nishma, doesn't move. Koshtokeh b'opesh in a nishma tzeo tchiyoso. Make Bepatish. Lo b'shemat kia kazos mechaber as a kelim. And the Rabbi Lusis, we saw this already a little bit on Wednesday, I think. Rabbi Lushitaso, who quoted the Kolbo in Beis Yosef, which we saw in the Magen Avraham also. Dvorim Shein Darga Lahakpid if he's not Ohu, Bechur, Bechor, Mutter, because they should get around. Vein Ligzo in Shem Yitka, the Rak Bedava Shein Darga Lahamido, Vedocha. If Yak Mishol is Ebechor, Darga Bekaka Zin Shem Yitka, the Zugufat Kiyah, Tloy Shomen, Vein Stoy Bechor, Rak Yimahuda. You don't need what's called the smag. Remember that? Smag requires gvura umnus. And the rabbi did not require that. Those 2 days recorded by the Magen Avraham. Okay? He thinks, we saw this already yesterday, last week, the pedant is born a makat bepatish. Now we saw, is it action as the result? We saw this is his chazara. You're showing him all the mission bone, it's kiatz and mechaberis, also. Choshevayel calls a klimit chidosva. The Rambam says, kiyam ibn masmir over atzmo loch achdom. So the smag, oh, this we saw, Gvura Omnes is binyan. Itkia Shachet Chosek, Kerab Uman. That's we saw, quoted by the Magen Avraham. Right? But according to Rashi, it's based on Makkah Bepatish. No, don't have to be so strong. As long as it's going to be completely usable now, it's not going to move. That's enough to be Machiah. So Rabbi says, Makkah Bepatish. And the Miri says, Makkah Bepatish. That's why it should be Ahabah Talia. And he says, the whole thing, you saw this way last week, is in the Eliyahu Rabba. Lock, stock, and barrel. This shallow between the Raivet and the Smag depends upon, is it Makkah Bepatish or Bonah? The Rashi Makkah Bepatish, you don't need Gvura Umnus. We call that the Raivet. But if you need Bonah, you need Gvura Umnus. Oh, the Raivet of the Kobo. The Haven is exactly what we said. Fine, well, Machbet is the Kapachayim, like the Kobo and the Raivet. Oh, now let's go back to the Maram and the Torah. We spent enough time with the Maram and the Torah before. Okay, so you have a stand, the bottom line, there's a big print. If there's a screw which goes up and down, it goes into a hole, forget about it. You can't adjust it. If it's on the outside, then what? Then what? If you, every day, up and down, up and down, up and down, Mutlas also, Ayde Shikha Bavi Duko. Why? That's Kisu Kalin. Right? The famous Magen Avraham. It's meant to be open and closed, open and closed. Here it's meant to be up and down, up and down. Gives an example in the footnote. The guy's a shteder, when he's sitting down, he has it this side. He stands Shmon Esrei, he makes it higher. Sit, right? Different heights of sitting and standing. I think it's Yesh Nachmir Bechalof, and even that they ask him. Also, this man Rav, forget about it. Also, watch this. He says, even if an osir they bore up called Shano, osir but dearest the ftoch will discard. It's Derek Binyan, right? It's a shaila. Yoshin should be machmir. Okay. If it's going to be up and down all the time, kosos, right? Kosos, even if chavitin is tkiyah, it's still mutter. Okay. As opposed to a node, ikat hashmisha de piruk tamid. It's not considered to be a gemar malacha. Okay. Explains it. This is the famous Pirik Gan, it's all Chazara. He emshel nishtamesh kivay dey Pirik mihiduk tamid. You can't call the Makkah Bepatish, you can't call the Bona. Osim mitzchilos of the Kach. At ikar tashmish al Pirik. Makhlokos Makkah Avraham. And the Taz. It's Todir. It's like Daf shel Tanur. And the Taz, it has to be all the time opening and closing. And he calls out the Rebbe's trap from last week. I'm not going to review this again. We saw it already. What about standing? Psukah Dezemer, he sits down, it's low. Shmon Esrei, it's high. Shimusha Todah Liyomo. So according to these Gedolim, it's certainly mutter. Everyone should be mutter. He thinks everyone should say it's okay. The only thing is, the Chazanish. Because after all, in theory, you really could use the Shtender forever at the higher or lower setting. Let's say, many have shtetas, which only have one setting. Remember, who owns a shtetas that has only one setting? It's not all broken. That's it. It's hard for you. You stand up, you want to sit down, so you just wave it, bring it to you. I have a shtetas, they give me something, I sit down with my shul downstairs. I have a shtetas, it's you know, this high. If I want to ask where I put my sit here. When I sit down, I just bring it to me, a little bit lower. That's not broken. The Chazal wouldn't allow this. That's what he says, wow. But then he has the post who say the Borg is only Mehudok, but Tzirif Hashitis. And he says, that's awesome Kach Todim. But if it's usually low, and once in a while he wants to make it higher, So stand the Shalom with a Borg on the Sparik, it depends if it goes into the hole, then for sure it's out of the question. Forget about it. You want to say it's unless it's going to manage for an esrei, all that story. It's not made to make it higher or lower regularly. Once in a while, you might. May I grish shamati? Early Yashiv. Lahachmi bekols del legamri. Afim osu lishamish betirus lagbiol amicho. Hold on to Chazan Ish, right? Which is basically pre begotten. It's not ruined, right? It's not ruined if you can leave it only on one level. And therefore, it's not for everything. I have another reason to worry about it. Very nice. Subhazimash, Manasseh, up and down, Ashray. But the last, when you finish at the end, I don't know, Leinu Shabbat, that's going to be there until tomorrow. So you can't say it's always meant to up and down. It's going to be there. When do you do the last time? You finish Ashray, well, let's see, you're sitting down. For the final time, I'm standing up. So I put up my stand to the heart. How can I do that? That last time, the last till tomorrow, don't know. 24 hours, it's what? So that's why perhaps he asks everything. That's what I would suggest. Maybe. Okay. On both sides, a little further.
Spring, right? Nas naturally mahuda. Avishakala parko. Yes, omin. It's even considered to be tkiya. It's not made to be pasuach todim. And he can't even do it roughly. Shemitka mikfits. And some say it's not called tkiya. Because not gvur on this. Yes, the hachakadari shona. Okay, this is what he suggests. Fine. Now watch this. This, of course, is the writing we spoke about a few minutes ago. But watch this now. Here's going to be a killer. Leficha, sakin shel mila hamatzu kayom. Anyone have a mila? Anyone know a mila? I'm not into a bris mila at all. Anyone look at a bris mila? Well, you're a gutsy guy, okay? Watch what he says. Sheshu sakin giluach chat pa'ami. All moils you now disposable blades. Like a razor. Why do we take a chance of germs? Disposable. Umahat can also hate the cat. What's a cat? The handle. Big fits the chadom. It's about springs and you put it tight in the spring. Also lakiva leproka b'shabbos. Eliyachos in Arab Shabbos. U'b'shabbos lo yifar kenu. Gam letzorech mila cheres. I only have one hand, I keep switching the blades, I have 10 brisin. Moshala, in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, has 10 brisin every Shabbos. Right, more. Goes from place to place. So if he has the same handle, he wants to use one blade, throw it out, another one, can't do it according to this Pesach. And the same thing applies to what? Mazrek shemachlifan ha-machal ha-yashana, u-makim en ha-chadosh, v'hidduk heitev le-mizrak, also that suskeim b'shabbos shemachal ha-padash. We just spoke about this before. Orach HaShabbos said it's mutter. Orach HaShabbos said it's called roughly. We don't understand why it's called roughly in the first place. But that's kind of Pella the Matthias. But here he's saying it's a deraisa, maybe. And he said it's mutter. And you'll see who's in the quotes. Hold on. That's when he gets excited. Who they quote? Watch this. We saw the rabbi. We saw it a few minutes ago. Rabbi Yashiv says that if it was a spring, it's considered to be hituk or tkiya even, because he can't move it. Now. So 74 the same. Kein shamati megrishal yashiv shlita. We read earlier, Yashiv was matir, the put together the
syringe and the needle and make a proper injection apparatus. Right? Did we read that before? It was on the screen. Why did I review it? For this reason. Here goes over Yashav saying it's us. Now, it's not the first or last time of Yashav's quoted opposite direction by a different gedolim. But maybe we're going to try to find at least some kind of a way to reconcile this. This is not simply an out and out contradiction. Shekap Dav or Akum Mahuda Vizelt Kiyasa, over Yashav. Though Shaykh was ahead there also the frog of Itzadirus. Why not? Came into Bechopam, no saying Sakin Chadasha, Umachad Chadasha. V'zorek ha'yeshana, nimtza, shebechol pam shemachlifo mahatko b'kvitz havika osa kli mechodesh. It's not like the sinas konach alu b'chomash yayin. There, it's the same tube goes in and out. Here it's a different needle and a different mila blade each and every time. And mit chasidchas mekil, like Kona Shel Chavos Yayin. Let's take a look. Open up the Shin Yud Dalet Zepay just to see what he's quoting. The Mechassidchim relies on Shin Yud Dalet Zepay in order to be Mechil. Shin Yud Dalet Zepay, Rebosai. This is the Gemara based on the Gufsa. Mut Alitim Kona Cholul V'Chavos Ovarza L'Hotzi Yayin Ha'papish L'Hoyevo Me'ola. It wasn't there even for the first time. We don't say it's a Makam Patish. So the Mishnah Berurah Chof says, "Omer miyuchad lekach ve'enu mitaken kli." As long as no yaseilus, it's fine. Okay. So Mechassidus is saying this is exactly the syringe and the needle. He says, "No, not the same. Why? Because there it's the same one, the same tube going in and out of the barrel. He replacing the needle or replacing the needle knife every time." And the Mincha Shlomo refutes all the proofs of the Minchasitzel Eter. Okay? The Chilukim Rabin, Shemazamas, the Kor, the Chazanish, and then even Nisa Torah. And it says, Ayin Shom, what's base? Borer? I'm not sure what the base stands for. But the truth is, if you look there, it's a little misleading over here. You get the impression that he's, the Shemazamas, asking it for Tokev. If you look carefully, he's Matarit. As we mentioned already earlier today, Rav Shlomo Zalman's matter putting together and taking apart a needle and a syringe. Rav Yashiv, in order to, but it's true. He says not the same as Kana Chol. That is true. That is true. Why? Because a Kana Chol, you know, you put a straw, it's no different than a ladle. We'll take that straw, we'll give you like a ladle. You're allowed to put a ladle into a barrel to pull out the juice. So the straw, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's like a glorified ladle. Nothing. As opposed to here, where without the needle, you can't get the medicine into the body. You can't put a ladle into your body, Rebosa. You need a needle. Huh? That's the distinction from Shlomo Zalman. But then he's mastered anyway. So it's a little bit strange. Quote Rav Yashav, maybe in the previous case, he referred to a situation where he threw the whole thing out. And although we saw at length in Aruch Shabbos earlier today, that throwing it out is more chomer, and putting it apart is more kal, right? I want to. Rav Yashav held by carrot. Okay, the other way around. If you throw the whole thing out, no, it's gone. You take it apart each time with a different needle, a different mila knife each time, that could be considered to be worse. That's a possible way to resolve apparent steer in Rav Yashav citations. Fine. Now we go back to another chumrah again that we saw earlier. I have to have equal time. You know, I want to have a review at the beginning of the year. You shouldn't forget. Okay, you have the case of a temple of the glasses that fall off. Okay? It says you shouldn't put it in even loose. What happens if you lost the screw of the glasses? We saw, it was booked that we saw on Thursday in Aruch HaShabbos. No? Lo pluk hachomer b'zeh. What? We had a Taz. Taz said if the leg fell off, remember that? So it's no good. If the leg broke, then it's okay. What do you mean? Says the footnote. He wasn't born yesterday, but so he knows exactly how to say his chumras. Watch this. Lo motzinu shem hetev b'zeh b'gzeh shem yitka.
kagol begzeres and magzir and delashid the tev migdal. No, demein lo lo goz rabbanon. No, the lo plug rabbanon. You have it, you don't have it. Lo plug. Either taz. No, below domi the machkosim betaz. What did taz say? Im nishmat a regel kvar ve'en kan also a regel. Ela saps lo minkach below regel. Ain iser they ain shat shem yitka. Why? Because the regel broke. Broke. So number one, the Taz only said it in Zeres Safsal Shlachum Rabbi Yalmud Chumah Sadeshen, not Zeres Kira, which is Mocham. Number one. Number two, he says Safsal you can use without any just Asricha. You don't put it back together at all, as the Chumah Sadeshen says. Here's like Kira. Number two, there is a Zera on Tiltu. Lo Yitad Lo Shem Yitka. So the Taz says, that's only Shem Yitka, Echmiribo. And it was not the Betchi at all. Rode Shemesh Beloze. But then, Tzorach Uman, Ashiyasa, Regal Chadosho, Elo, Gozro, Alzeh, the Kulehalo Torach. Shalom Tiltulu, Taltulu. Kem Shalom Ben Al Safsal Acher, Kem Shalom Ben Al Regal Ben Al Khan. Xer Shem Yasa, Regal Chadosh Lo Motinu. But here, no. His Xeri Al Chazara, Sadela, So Achalon, Shiit Kenneb, and Masmerim. Umali mas mazeo ache, who cares if this screw that I got from the optometrist last time? I'll get a new screw. Yach mas mazeo nevad, chashin and shemi yovi masmer oborig acher. Shom regal acher, the real last regal acher. You have to get a custom made. Okay, shamati, rav yishol yashem, pshitus, lo plug rabbonon bazeo. This is the equal time from what we saw earlier today, based on Thursday Shia. He's mafering things with other gedolim. We're making. And for the same reason, watch this coming up now. What happens if the lens fell out? The lens fell out. What happens then? No good. Can't put it back. Why? Haderach l'shtamash al mahuta, because usually meant to be tight. Okay. Shemati Rav Yoshev Shlito. Also, he can't move it. It's a disaster. Why? Either Taz. Mati v'dabas shetzorach umo l'takna. Oh, only the optometrist? No. He said already that the Taz only applies to a safso, to Zchum Rabbi Alma, not to Akira, which is Medina de Gemara. And the Chumash Sadesh explains Shinyan and Shinyan Gilin b'Yafis Yosef. Safso roh l'shtamash roh k'daka de smicha mashenke v'kira shenishba ragla u'mishka fire v'echad Akira. You can't use it. You have no lens. You can't use it. You can't use it. Finished. And Rabbi Yashin says, everything is awesome. You need an Uman to get it in tight? It doesn't matter. Against your Hilchos Shabbos we spoke about earlier. So we have already, how many cases we Hilchos Shabbos is machmir? What do we have? The Stender, right? Stender, the injection with the needle knife, and the glasses, three cases where he's machmir, where the Orchel Shabbos was made. But now, sorry.
According to
the Shabbos,
what's the difference between the glasses and the doorknob?
Orchel Shabbos says,
it's roughly.
It's roughly.
And the doorknob, I put it back in, so it comes back.
You were asking the question, the doorknob, you need an expert to make it, to put it in, is that true? If I give you a screwdriver, and the doorknob, and it fell out, can you put it in tight? Raise your hand, a show of hands. It's Arab election day. Who thinks that with a screwdriver, they can put a doorknob in tight? Raise your hand. Vote, come on, no. Who can't? I'm the only one. Nah, glasses are the optometrist, for sure. To get it in,
you can do it.
The prop. Oh, we put it in, but you can't.
They have a screwdriver.
No, no screws. The old... The one that happened to me with Rosh Hashanah, it was just the old kind. It was in a frame. In other words, to put the thing went, we had to get it in exactly right. The Horiah told you that the fireman did it, and the fireman had a second later. I have to assume on average, the fireman is more handy than Yeshiva Boch. Right? So he couldn't, even he didn't get it exactly right. It fell out right away. That right, it starts, this is the 15th parable of Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Now we're going to turn to the 16th parak. Okay? Maka v'patish v'tikun mona. Okay?
Mata the Padish Vatikan Man. A lot of interesting things here. We're not going to know everything, but a couple of fascinating points that he has over here, which you have to see. Here we go. A watch. We spoke about the watch earlier today. We had a whole long Mishnah Brura with the Sharatzian. Kosra poskim sheshon sheomen os laricho sheyelik mishim tikkun mona. Are they goy? Yesh lahat el tzarecholim. But it may be a deraisa. But a deraisa to a goy is mutter for a chol. Let's analyze and see what he says to various sheikhs. Okay? Go slow. Take a look here in this footnote. The Chayonim Asis Aricha Shon Tikkun Mona, even to a goy. Erevin Kuv Gimel, Krichas Nimas Akinor, Av Malocha Tikkun Mona. The Shenifsak Nima Megalgal Ayosid Shalamala, Hachemarich Umagia Liyosid Shalmata Vekorchamo. That's very similar to winding a watch. And if you've got him, ask even while the watch is going. Okay. The Marsham, who's known as a tremendous Megil, is also in Das Torah Machmir, if the watch stopped. Many as the Kash gets a Chai Adam's Raya, it gives it the sources, Chazanish among them. No. Shani Hossam, the case of the wrapping the string around the harp, Sha'omen the Skyam Ken Leolam, Abel Shon, Sha'omen the Posek, but Darkal Haskin Tubin, ain't gonna make up a Padish Lobone. What a very great distinction. If I have this case in Erevin Kuv Gimel, where I'm winding this thread around the harp, it's supposed to be until Mashiach comes, and David HaMelech will play on that harp. Same one. Mashiach comes tomorrow, but we can't guarantee. But we're waiting a long time. Then it's us. No, mean you wind the watch. You're both saying the watch that you wind, you know it's going to stop soon. Follow me? It's going to stop soon. So then there's no comparison at all to the case of the kino. What a great question. What a great question. Wow. Okay. Now watch. This is a fascinating comment. Watch this. His own original comment. But I miss it. Watch this. Aval in hunek and hanek and hutsar shetzorich torach lahaklas eretzua besocha. Very narrow. Yeah, it's a bit pain to get that little strap in. Ain the kemarzir elikan nosim betchila v'yosim mishem tikkun kli. Rabbo say it's difficult to thread the needle to get it in. The torach. That itself is a problem. Watch this. That's what the pre-post can say, Isa Metichas HaMishkolos. That Shonim Shebizmanam Hayu Shar Shiroz Teluyos. There were trains hanging. Tzorach Laharach HaMishkolos. You had to know exactly how to do it. Petircha Merubo Torah Godol Efi Kovat HaMishkolos. The lift is heavy. To pull very, very tight. It was a very difficult thing to get the string of the harp exactly right. It's not even a guitar, it's far from a harp. I have a guitar, but I don't. To put the string in, you need an expert to put it in. It should be the right way, the right place, and the right tight enough, not too tight, not too loose. You have to figure out boom, boom, and figure out to compare to the other notes. Ganz meise, that's a tircha. That is a problem. That's exactly why you're not playing guitar on Shabbos. Shem Yitakin Klei Shir. So we kept the musical instruments. What you're talking? Yeah, people fix guitars where they touch with the strings break guitars all the time. I myself broke a few of the lists. One in the summer I broke and I had them shut a tone. Some guys that broke another one. I don't know if it's real, I guess I don't know how to do it right. But the Shem Yitakin Klei Shir, I wasn't doing it on Shabbos or most of Shabbos. But you see, I see where Shem Yitakin comes in. Fine. Well, if he's there, Sh'onim Shalon, I'm going to talk about Bekal, Bekvitz. Yeah, just turn a watch. Nothing. No tircha. Just wind like this, a garnish. Maybe everyone agrees that Kol Shal Prokim, the Chazar's Prokim, Bulvar. I love it. I love his distinction. The first cool we got out of him the whole day. Hilchos Shabbos is Shabbos. Rabbi Karp is a murder to go until I've been chumra. Now we got a cool out of him. These are honest people. They give you chumras and coolas what they think is correct. They're not looking to win friends or influence people. They're just trying to tell the truth. Okay, so here he has a kula. The problem is, after the kula, he doesn't want to be making a halacha l'maisa. That's the problem. L'maisa, the Chazon Ish says, Yisra v'shom v'shom koach ha'pula shem mechadish bo. Where you can know sen chiyus l'kli u'motzio mimavus l'chayim. We discussed it already on Thursday. Maka b'padish. We spoke about it, even, remember that? We're discussing the issue of the swing, the baby swing. Okay, that's when it comes to electricity. We'll get to electricity later. He wants to be a Raya from a Rashba. His Raya, we can argue, we're not going into the Raya he brings right now. So the Maisa, he wants to be a Machmir for the Chazon Ish. But what will happen, Rabbi Osai, if the watch is still going? Chazon Ish is Mimoba Sachayim. Rabbi Osai, when you take a breath, is that we call that Tchias HaMeis? I was listening to a tape recently, a very powerful Musa Shavuot that the Rosh Hashiva would give every year of Rosh Hashanah. And he started the Musa Shavuot by saying, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misosva. Young Yeshiva boys, they have a life expectancy of 70 years. What do you mean? His word was, every Rosh Hashanah is a new lease on life. Everybody dies Rosh Hashanah. And it's amazing. That was the Musav of this Haile Rosh Hashiva. Okay? Okay. But the watch stops, we consider it dead. The watch is going. It's mamash moving. So, you mean, if it's a second before it's about to go off, so Shuv Yachal Lifnei Misosva, it's the last day. That's a little too much. So therefore, he wants to suggest, Rabbi Osai, in that kind of a case, perhaps everyone should agree that it should be okay. All right? Because if it's while it's going, there's no raya from Erevin to Aseret. Many people are making if it's going. Okay? Oh, here's the key. B'sha'on automati. Tough word. Automati. You've been on a plane in your life? El Al? Right? They say the first is the pilot says, okay, achshav automati. Right? Don't they say that every single flight? They're going to automatic, right? Automati. Shemismale le tnua sayad. Shalob miskavein uchula mashari. What do you mean? Shemivabe ain't a miskavein bechol tnua osa le malosa. Every time I move my hand, I have in mind to wind the watch. Avshe pamachas v'yom tzoroch lekat. Once a day has to wind. Mikomakom bechol tnua tnua. Mivabe miskavein lekach. Forget it. Av inayim with the subic segregation. Every time I move my hand, oh, that's the one. That's the movement that's going to clinch it. That it should continue to go on. He says no. The Magen Mishnah and others say by Makam Bepadish, you need a mechavim. A mechavim. You base. The famous one. Come to it later. Ulavachi nirash ain't the segregation klala kol pulo pulo. And more than that. Ikara Easter Atikun Mana Bishosa de Torah. Khan and Austin was a cloud. Khulama Sharma Allah Baruch Hashem. Because it was some post who asked it. When he started, yes, I remember. Automatic watches started in my time. I was a young child, there was not such thing. They had a wine to watch every single day. I think it was in the '60s. A new invention. Automatic watches, wines just by putting on your hand. So It was a tumult. The Pesukim said he came right on Shabbos. You remember that there was a big tumult at the time. Some said yes, some said no. So here, Avkar Shalita, who had threw a couple of chumras at us already, now is making with Tzir of many Tzaras. I think we can rely upon this. The coup. Fine. But look at this now. What a perfect day to give the shiur. Today is the first day of what? Eastern Standard Time. So let's say it would start on Shabbos instead of Sunday. You know, we'd be able to change our watches, fall back. Is that the right way? Spring forward, fall back. That's right. Did you all adjust your watches? You know, so the one over here hasn't been adjusted yet. But don't worry about it. Someone will do it sometime or other. Okay. Kivun Shaon. Shaon Shaolech Ha'eno Mareh Hashan Nechona. Because the United States government moved the fall back, and it will be watched back an hour. Mutter lechavna l'shan nechona l'tzorach mitzvah. Ein kantigin mona l'shimush. To me, it's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? What does he say over here? He says Sholem Meshiv, Marsham, and others, Kafachayim. Why? Look, Harei Omei, the watch is working. B'yochol lechashav yimo ha'shos. Just remember, take off an hour. It says one is really 12. Below bottom in a Torah's clip. Frat the Chazanish, hold the Yisr is, Mashanos Lachir, Sumarach Yomav, it's Medida Bialma, Tzorach Mitzvah Shari, etc., etc., etc. To me, it's a Chiddush. So if Yashim is making over here, Tikkun Ebrazah, Kemish Hashon, Ovid Bashar, Yechol the Chashim Yatzmo, Tzorach Mitzvah, Tzorach Godel, can be made. I thought you're fixing it. I thought a watch that's an hour slow is broken. An hour fast is also broken. No, they don't agree with me. So yeah, I want to be a machmir, but don't listen to me. But I thought this is a serious question. I consider a watch that's an hour fast and slow to be 10 minutes to be broken. That's what I thought. What was his name? Yeah.
But the watches nowadays, you have to pull out, in order to adjust the time, you have to like pull out the little thing on the side and then turn it and then push it back in.
They say it's water.
But when you pull it out, even if you say it was working when it was an hour off, when you pull out the little thing to adjust the time, it's not the gears aren't going to be turning anymore.
It stops completely?
Yeah, it stops.
Stops?
When you change the time.
The battery. It does stop?
The battery. When you pull out.
Everyone
pull
stop?
The battery. Not the winding.
Let's try right now. I have a battery watch. Everyone take your battery watch and pull it out. See what happens. See if it stops. If you have a second hit, you see right away. Pulled out, still going. The Mechila's close, and it's pulled out, still going.
My wife, you might have to pull it out. There might be two.
I'm pulling out, I know. Oh, it stopped. Right, he's right, I stand corrected. The first one you can't wind, you have to change it to the second one?
I think the first one's for like the day
now. Ah, stand corrected. Thank you very much. Okay, then it's no good, because then you pull it out, it's busted. Write him a letter. I recall, but it's Mashlo Sarabim. Really? This is Mashlo Sarabim. Could be the ones in Israel, they don't have that, they have a different system. So, I mean it. Does he have an address at the beginning of the first page? An email address or something like that? You should write him a letter or drop him a note, email him or text him or something like that. I don't know, Shabbos, Shalom. We have whole Shabbos here. Tell him, the Rebbe told him that he's 100% right, and all of a sudden they're saying, well, I don't like it anyway. See, I'm going to give it up. I don't like the whole thing. I think it might be broken. But if you're right, and you are, then it's a problem you're calling him. So, Rebbe also, listen to me and don't do it. Okay, finish. Rebbe also, does anyone in this room own a hat? That's kind of hat that I have. Yeah, you own a hat? Maybe wear it on Shabbos sometimes, a hat? No, Shabbos. Try to look a little bit more formal. Wear a hat. So, I want to discuss something about hats. Many of my Talmidim don't own a hat until they get married. My Rebbe would always say you should get married wearing a hat. Many of the boys didn't wear hats in those days. They bought a hat to make the Rebbe happy for their wedding, and then they started wearing it a little bit after they got married. Your wife will think more highly of you if you put on a hat. Whatever, at least on Shabbos. Okay, a hat. Kova Yoshin Shin has come to Shulov. Something happened with your hat. If it's a hard hat, it's a Shashti Kimono. If it's a soft hat,
then there's room to be made. And some say should only would be shinur. What's all this about? So let's take a look at the footnote that it has. They quote that the story of the Chazon Ish and the stipler. They would not fix a hard hat. It would be both rocking a soft hat. Mutal the taka amikbas. They both say, how can I describe it to you? Typical hats that we have a little, you know, it's a funny shape. It's like a little, should have put my hat in, a little thing on top, a little two little pinches in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? And very often you put it on the shul, come back, rebain the shalolim. Oh, that hat. Someone sat on it, someone pushed it, someone this, it's out, it's in, it's this and that. You walk around on Shabbos like that and say, what happened to this guy? You want to fix it on Shabbos, it looks normal. So Shlomo Zalman said, look, it's double rogil, and the shtibul that always gets pushed around, so it's okay. And he says, the stipler, had it happen to him, only with a shinur. And Rabbi Shlomo, and Rabbi Yashin, only with a shinur. Why? Even though tikkun maneh depends if it can be used or not. Is it royal or love show? People say, if someone goofed up my hat, I'm so not makbid on hats, I can wear it goofed up. Years I used to wear hats which are totally goofed up. Now my wife said you can't do that anymore, you have to wear a hat which is a little more balabatish, rabbonish. So the one right now is so far with the anhar, it's holding up. With what I had before that, that was from last year, some thought I was a lababacher because it went all the way down, and some thought it was down crazy because it was back all the way up. Look at the picture of the Chazon Ish. That's maybe the only thing I have in common with him, but his hat was also a little bit misshapen, you know, probably kept the hat for 20 years, you know. Here we go to the Kova hats, to buy two hats at a time, you know. They got to have for 20 years. Anyway, so, but still, if it bags in, so, Shabbos, you want to look nice, you want to push it back, if it's some of they ruined the word. Indent, there's supposed to be a word for it. It's supposed to look properly. So, Rabbi Yosha was a different reason. As far as of the general prohibition, Rabbi Yashin says, depends. If it's wearable, that probably depends upon the person. For me, it has to be wearable, no matter what. Other people are very meticulous about their appearance. They would never wear a hat. It's just. So they wouldn't be able to wear it if someone banged out that little thing. Now it's no longer symmetrical, or it's no longer the proper shape, or the proper thing here, the proper two endings here. Then Rabbi Yashin, you couldn't wear it. But even guys like Yeshivas, like me, he could wear it. Different chumri through it. Achal kolponim yesh lesa mishum kipul ha-kelim. Asu chazal le-kapul kelim mishum tikun ha-begim. With kipul ha-zeh, ein lecha tikun godol mizeh. With xeris kipul ha-kelim, ein chilek mizeh. Chach ha-yad, we can make it over there, we can make it over here. Also cover ha-briyas. Cover ha-briyas. And the Chofetz Chaim, he heard, would not take care of the hat which got somehow banged around on Shabbos. What's this Kippul Kelim all about? Open up your Mishnah Brewers, please, if you don't mind. Simen Shin Beis, Siv Gimel. Simen Shin Beis, Siv Gimel. It's a Gemara that Kufi Gimel Masechta Shabbos. Just to save time, we'll see it quickly in the Shulchan Aruch. The Kaplan Kelim, the Shabbos, the Tzorach Shabbos. Lom Shem Bel Vayom. Okay. And there's certain prohibitions in Chosar Amid Elo Atnoim Asur, and some say the Kaplo Shaloka Sidirori Kipulu Arishon is Mutter. That's the case which the Gemara has if two people do it instead of one person, different Shinuyim. Okay? And if you look at Yudalit, Mishnah Brura, Lo Bishnei Be'odom, Mishnah is Pashna Kvot and Nikom Shak and Mona, all kinds of different ways how you can, how you may or may not do it. So Rabbi Yosha makes a comparison to that. Okay, fascinating. So now Rabbi Osai, one more thing over here, just one more thing. That's, whoa. Also the kapel niyoros b'shabas glasses mentsuros gonios. They make a sailboat out of a paper. Right? We used to, school used to throw it. We used to make like a paper plane, right? Can't do that at shops. Or the kapel giyonos near beofen shiamdu kach tomesh yidov b'shtamash on kach kupola. But, stop the fold a piece of paper in your pocket, that's okay. because you're going to undo it later on.
What about like folding of letters? Okay.
I don't think it's worth about that.
You have a napkin.
Napkins, right. Ah, it's only for one-time use. I'll make a napkin in the shape of a bird. I don't know what, but some fancy.
People get fancy like Kiddush.
What do?
They fold napkins like birds.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's right. Wow. Can't do that, he says. Ah, it's chad pami. Chad pami. Number one, the bird can stay forever.
But they're meant to.
Hold on. I call kel chad pami in the mefurish of Mishnah Beitza, Lama Beitza. We come to Beitza a lot. Except the Beitza and the sugars, I put in the Makoros. Very relevant to our sugars, we'll see soon. And also Pachama Beyond. Rashi's Tikkun Emana. Afas, yes, Pachama, also the Shtamash Barak Ladloka Blavad, called Tikkun. For one night, it's run the garbage. Right? And the other examples he gives. The Tilas Kisa Lachzbo, it's going to be our main Gemara, Beitza Lama Gimels. I mean, the main Gemara. You take a. Should I say it, a piece of wood, and you chip at it to be able to use it as a toothpick. It is a daraisa, the Gemara is not good. It is a daraisa. One time use. We can keep it forever as a toothpick. Ah, a person. So one time use, it's meant for one time use, it's called Tikkun Mana Makav and Lakav. Afshu Shachat Pami. So all Kalim Chat Pami, Tikkun Kli. So you shouldn't make a napkin in a fancy shape, etc., etc., etc. Adkan Rabosai. So this leads us, Rabosai, to an important discussion which we have. We've already started. We'll open the Gemara now to the Shabbos of Kuf Mem Vav, and we're beginning a sugya now, which although we're going to a little bit, we have to do one more sugya first, the Makom HaPatnas sugya, we're going to spend a lot of time as we go later on this week on this Gemara. Okay, let's open the Gemara, Rabosai, and see what it is. We've been here before, in different contexts, but now we have to really start. Kuf Mem Vav. Kuf Mem Vav, the Mishnah. Shover Adam es achomis lechol emen the grogers. Uvilvach es kavan asas kli. Okay? Why isn't there an Easter of Soser over here? Why no Easter of Soser? We said we saw a Moshe. We saw it in Igus Moshe. Ain't stira bit kalim. Remember? This bone at kalim, but there's no stira because he's starting off with a kli. Bit kalim. So I found in the Sefer in the Siv Chaim, he has the kasha that I asked myself. Baruch Shekivanti. Mamish. Baruch Shekivanti. Oh, I have the page number here. That guy wrote in the page number, so I know how to find it. My Kasha. Okay, we're close. We're close. One page. Watch this. We saw the Gemara. Kuf shupta b'kupina demara. Either bone or maka b'patch. Okay? I ain't been to b'kelin. Says the Ran. It's a chazara. That's clean shin the spark on menorah shel chulius. I will also clean it chilos olam make a binyan b'kelin. The osa kli mikri, b'chay mishem bonim. Not only that, it's a chazara. Kli shen is sparg, mishav umon b'chazaraso, kol shev zero chayev, shem bonim, shem yishah, shem is sparg, v'hed yom alam zero, bot le mitar as kli, it's even in Hichos Tumi you find that. Shem yishah shem zero, osa kli mitchila, Ramban, Magad Mishnah, okay? Fine. Kol shev li, sharan soser es atzmo. Here's the kasha. A steer in the rat. Why? The barad afkuf mem vav, an our sugya, shover odem es achovis Mari afilu b'kli gomur against Tosis. Tosis talk about mustaki. Remember what mustaki is? It's totally held together with resin, right? That's a Tosis right over here. The last part of Tosis, kufa vav shomer. Tosis talks about shomer. Talks about mustaki. Based on the gimel. Mushamachi lech chash so. So Liran, no. Mari b'kli gomur afilu hachi shari. Ain't got chashash mishem sos rabona. Why? Why? Ain't binyan estir b'kelim. What do you mean? On that kubbeis, he said, osa kli is chay mishem bona, and presumably shover kli as well. Tila David has the kash. It's no kash. What's no kash? The bona b'kli shayach rakash osa kli chodosh. So too, watch this now. Sos kli flies when? Shesoser kolakli legamri. A total demolishing of the kli will also be a violation. Not like a rush. Mashenke b'shesoser miknas hakli v'adayin ikro kayim lekem is astiro. Just like binyan kalim, if you add something, it's not binyan b'kalim. It's not called oser kli. There was a kli from before. So to sos, if it's a kli, if it's a kli left standing after you finish what you're doing, it's not called soser. Meridik. He says, Shovers and Chovers is not Stira Gemura. Why? Da'dayin nishakli, va'dayin mishtamish bo, ve'no mashnecho ochel misham. Therefore, the Ran says, there's no binyan in Stira B'klizeh, yikwa da'yin kayem. What a beautiful answer. Baruch Shekivati, I'll show later, not today. I gave the same answer a long time ago, a very similar answer. This is in the Simchai. Oh. Now the Rav Yom. Rav Yoh says, even if you hold the Eshbin Yerbikalim, Ein zu stira gemura, Sheposcho, Velo binyan gomra, Kedi katonim vashu iskab alas asleep. Mefura she Rav Yoh. It's not a stira gemura. And the Magen Avraham said so. And the Chazon Ish said so. Maybe the Beis Yosef meant that. Okay, what did he say? Ularan, Shesomach, Al Tirut, Zeh, Ikel Tirutzi. What does he mean? Tila David asked the question, what he means? He means this. It's a steer in Iran. The answer is not a steer in Gemura or Osai. And the Ram Mama's like the Ran. Frankly, Tiladov, how can it be? Ramos Ash Binyan is steer in Bekalim. How can you break the barrel? That was my kasha. The Ram Mama Shakari, if you recall, had Tokea 8 for 8, Chai Mishim Bone, Hamafarik 8 for 8, is Chai Mishim Soser. It's against your Mosh Shad the Ramba. Ramosh Shabchan Ram ain't stira b'kalim. Here I started for the kli and I broke and I split it. I don't understand. I had this kasha before. It's an effective kasha. The answer is no. That's a stira gemura. Right? When you finish with this removing eights from eights, there's absolutely nothing left. Beautiful. I think Ramosh to me is very sure. I think this is the emes. I believe. Now is the Tosfos Rosh. A different vart. Tosfos don't agree with the Ram. Not the Pshat, because they're making a new cleat from scratch. Because Tosfos not Kubbezim and Bez ask, Ein Binyan B'Kalim, why Shufta B'Kapir Nechayim Shabon? What are the answer? Shani Hochad Yesh B'Binyan Zechizok V'Yumnus Uva Zechayim Shabon Ein Chilik Ben Karka L'Kalim B'Mokosh Ein Chizok V'Yumnus. What's Tosfos answering over here? Kavua b'kli is chayav. And what's that? Kavua requires chizuk v'yumnus. Against Iran, they call siyas kli chayav. No, they didn't say it in Iran, a different word. And he quotes a Tosfos Rosh. Ein binyan stira b'kelim. Hani milik om hachzaras menorah shel chulyas or hachzaras terisin. Have a binyan aroi! The word is here. Aroi! Ein b'umnus v'chizuk. Tosfos didn't use the word aroi, but the Rosh did it. It's Tosfos. Which means kavua. Mechayev v'kelim kavakaka. Ein ben kelim v'kaka binyan aroi. The v'kelim v'choshev binyan v'kaka choshev binyan. V'shufta v'kulpina demara. Have a binyan. Here's the word kavua. Rabosai. So chizuk v'yumnus really means kavua. Kavua. A new pshat. Quote the toast in the rush. The chilek is what. Kavua la roi, tikkun kavua b'kli is bone and Stira Kavua is Soser. Okay? Because so Kuf Gimel says the same thing. Merid. Okay? Merid. Now, this Nekuda Rabosai, he says like this. This is so far so good. So far so good. He says, Lishitasa, if you when you break a barrel, is it considered soser? Tosfos says yes. And then it must be mustiki, right? That's Tosfos we have here. Musti. It's a kliga rule, otherwise it needs a soser. And the Ran says, no. Tois l'shit tosim hold what? Kol binyan keva, osiv v'kli. Therefore, kol stira kvua is also v'kli. Soser kli sheyesh bo, when you made the original barrel, you required chizik v'yumnus. And then if you break a barrel which is made with chizik v'yumnus, that's soser. And that's a stira kavua. It's unlikely to put it back together again. Humpty Dumpty. And it's broken, you're broken. The Ran argues the Shitoso. Only Osek Li Chayim. As opposed to Bone Bikli. Shekvar Akli Chayim. No binyan. So to stira. Only stira Gemura. What's that? You smash the entire thing to smithereens. But Shava Chavas, you're keeping it. And a Shava Kala Chavas, right with Soso. You're keeping it to call the rest of the contents. Therefore, there's no binyan astira, and it's lishita. So, fascinating. How does this all come up? Halacha lemaisa mamish gives you a very important case. What's the important case? Watch this. Lego. Now, isn't it amazing? From the sublime to the ridiculous. Lego. The highest concepts. Introduce the child's play. Lego, but Lego's important. Kids have to be entertained on Shabbos. Why? Shidus Ramban v'Horan Yesh Lesser. Why? It's not like Medar Shulchulius. Why? Shidib Rafu. Tosam Sharem Mishum Dishmo Olav. Gam Shum Afura. The Kaim of the Bekal Mechab Mischabim Menasim Kli. Reyuk Ilu Korah Kayim V'Omen. A Misak Lego Shum Afurak. It's all just separate pieces. Ain't no Mashmos at all. It's meaningless. The Kaim of the Epshel Atosam Enoch Kol Minei Tzuris Shonos. Whereas the Nechshel Abinyan Mechadosh. Ain't a binyan achodesh nikra osu b'shash alego mafurak. Because the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa is mesubik about lego. Perek tezayin. For us it's an oran nun zayin. We'll look it up maybe tomorrow if you want. But according to the Tosis, al chashari, ain't a binyan kavua, the ain't binyan bikli shenasa aroi. You want to say machlokas lego, the machlokas between, believe it or not, the Tosis and the Ran may use lego on Shabbos. But now we come to a question of the Nesiv Chaims, and it's a very interesting and excellent question. Put the Ramban. It's there, Rabbi Osai. It's a question against an existing Ramban. It's really there. The Ramban, Rabbi Osai. Look carefully. Walls at the Ran. Right? But in Kuvbeis, Kosa lehedjad ha-mavs adelas shida tevel migdal petkia kuvah mishum boneh against Rashi. Lo evanti madu yischai bezeh mishum boneh toch ein osa kli. Af below Delasirk for Hashem Kliolo. What a great kasha. The Ramban holds the only time you also Kli from nothing. You're not also Kli from nothing, Rabbi Osai. You have the closet, whatever it was. A little wagon, movable thing. And then you fix the door. The wagon was a Kli before you had fixed the door. Why is it Bona? Ulay Kavanos, a fascinating Kiddush. The Kevan Shechiber Hadeles, Hare also may Hadeles Kli Gomor, to cause man Shadeles Tolush, ain't no Kli. Whoa, it's a Kiddush. An unattached door is not a Kli. When I attach it, I make it into a Kli, it's a Kiddush. After she described a Hebrew Gomer, they tear the sheet of the middle, Neal of Shem Kli, have also Kli, with Sarah here. To me, I wouldn't have said this. I would not. To me, it's a chidush. I wouldn't have said this at all. I wouldn't have said it. Seems to me, I don't think it's a ripe shot in the Ramban at all. I'll tell you why. Yeah?
Isn't that kind of the simple understanding of the Gemara at the beginning of Kolakayim? Because it seems like the finish of the Gemara over there is that you're allowed to move the Dallas. And if the Dallas was a Kli, so then it would be Pasha. It seems like the Dallas by itself is not considered a Kli.
Okay, that's certainly possible. But Aval Pekan, I don't think it's a shot. What happened over here? On regular Bar Milan.
Okay.
What'd I do?
Okay in the boxes. Yeah, should be fine.
Oh. Bar Milan is down?
No,
okay.
Let me just...
You can get it. Try to get it. You want to explain what this is all about?
Could be
a long,
down.
No, I'm
just
excited.
Oh, okay, fine. That's all.
Will we figure it out? Problem?
Yeah.
Go back to response. Show them all.
Oh,
show them.
Okay.
Should back a bit. Ramban. Yes.
That's one
of them. The first one. No? Please show him back. This. Good base. Good base. Good base. Now it happens.
Okay, now it works.
Thank you very much. I think he has the wrong shot. The Ramban changed his mind. That's what happened over here. The Ramban had a second opinion. Till now, he's exactly the same as Iran. He came before the Iran. But watch this now. Umash meli nami. Is a noob shot, nami. The kolhechi, the talk of Yisraelis, was seeking chai mishambone. Vahayim and arminim per kolakelim, zeh shemitka koloma, umachai mishambone, by the Delis. Not like Rashi Makamapatim. He's trying to reconcile this with what he said before, like the Ramban. No. Umash meli nami. Can you jump in the Binyan Shabbos just for a minute? Did you get that on the
yeah.
He said it. I think that the Binyan Shabbos is correct. And the Siv Chaim, forgive me, is trying to put a round peg into a square hole. Trying to somehow have this Ramban be reconciled with the Ramban said earlier from the Ramban. I don't think so. I think that there are two different opinions within the Ramban. When he changed his mind, thank you so much. Sure, this is going to have to dive in momentarily. We'll just see this for a second. I wrote the page number down over here, fortunately. I think. Please. Okay. So there's no additions to this page. Page number.
I think it's plus 40.
Yeah, that's plus 40. Okay. Thank you for remembering. I'm begging experts to remember the fact of each page. Okay. Ramban Shemoka Deazu, Ogmish Lasso, Chozarbo! Because of the Sol Dvarav, Umash will not the Kolhechi. He has left out the word Nami, which is important. He changed his mind. Doesn't matter. That's the answer. He's trying to. The Siv Chaim, the Mechilas Kvotaros, is trying to bridge the impossible situation. He changed his mind. Well, one last point, and then we'll stop. We saw, if you recall, the Korban Asana. Korban Asana is the kasha. Why does Shulchan Aruch Machmir require Mustaki? The Rif and the Rambam, a Mekel, the famous rule, we follow Rif and Rambam against the Rush. Klaviyado. So therefore he's Mekel, Tzir of Heter Kal. We'll come back with Mr. Shem later in the week. It's no kash, he says. Look what he says, a fascinating answer. The Rif, Svirle, the Mutl, Lishmer, Umishum, Acher, Tamacher, Shidus Harif, Ein Binyan Estir Bekelem Klal. The Ran, and remember the Ran and the Fkira said? The Ran lifted up the whole sugi out of Chulius. Ein Binyan Estir Bekelem Klal. But the Rambam holds there is Estir Bekelem. Right? Talk about eight spades and pull them apart. Be over Mishum Soser. By Chavis, the Rambam is a different word. Mut the Lishbar is a Chavis, and Estir Gemurah. Rabbi Binyan Estir Gemurah, Chai Bekelem. She does her Ran. So therefore, the Mechaba doesn't usually follow the Rif and the Rambam when they're the same Shita. They're two different Shitas. You can't say, well, the Rif and the Rambam against the Rosh. No! The Rif has his Shita. Ein Binyan Bekelem Klal. Rambam has his Shita. That Ein Binyan Bekelem here, because it's not a Stira Gemura. And the Rosh holds you need Mustaki. So you can't say that two of them are unified against the Rosh. Even though they're both unified, they would be matter, because they matter for two different reasons. Then the rule of following the two against the one does not apply, Rabosai. We'll dive in for a minute. And thank you for accommodating me to make sure a little bit earlier. The mission tomorrow should be at regular time. So, okay. Take a 1 minute break, we'll then start next.